Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Gimel. We left off on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are up to the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we again thank him very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is going to be pretty much all about two topics: Kedei Achilas Pras and the topic of drinking wine, both as far as going into the Beis HaMikdash as well as Paskening Halachos. The Mishnah that we learned yesterday was discussing the Shir Zman within which Achila is Mitztarif. Is it Kedei Achilas Pras, or is it the amount of time that it takes a person to eat a Kezayis of Klayos, where he's eating just one at a time? So the first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is which of those things is longer, which of those Shiurim is L'chumra, and which one is L'kula. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the time within which a person has to eat a chatzi pras of dvarim tamayim in order to become puzzled to eat truma. That there is this halacha that if you eat not a kezayis, a chatzi pras of dvarim tamayim, then a person is puzzled to eat truma. But how long does he have to eat that chatzi pras of dvarim tamayim? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a baby who nurses from a tamei mother. Why is it that the baby, the Brice doesn't tell us the baby is not considered tamei, but why isn't the baby considered tamei? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about what Kedei Achilas Pras has to do with Nichnas L'Mikdash after drinking wine or eating tamei food, meaning is there such a connection between Kedei Achilas Pras? We have a Brice that mentions some connection between Kedei Achilas Pras and entering the Mikdash after drinking wine, or entering the Mikdash after eating tamei food. But what? What's the Kedei Achilas Pras? The amount of time you stay in the Mikdash, the amount of time it took to eat the food. So Gemara is going to talk about that, and then the Gemara is going to talk about the Yisra of Shesuya Yayin in the Mikdash and in Paskening Halachos, and we have three different opinions about how to understand the Psukim that relate to both Yayin v'Sheichar. Which drinks are included? Is there a way that it has to be drunk in order for it to become Aser to enter the Mikdash or to Paskin Halachos? And then we'll talk about at the very end, right before the Mishnah, what types of learning or teaching are Aser to do when a person has drunk wine? Is it only Halach L'maisa, you're giving a Halach Shir, but you want to give a Daf Yomi Shir, it's okay? Or are there other types of Limud that are going to be Aser to do when a person has drunk wine? So let's see the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said a machlokas about what the shir is, the shir zman is, to be mitztaref a single achila. So Rav Meir said that you view it as if ki'ilu ochel klayos, and the Chum said, no, it's kedei achilas pras. So says Mari Bayaluhu, Rav Meir l'chumra ka'amar or l'kula ka'amar? Is Rav Meir trying to be more machmir than the Chachamim who say kedei achilas pras, or is he trying to be more mekel? L'chumra ka'amar v'hachi katani, is it l'chumra, and the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows, that ki'ilu ochel klayos, that people eat klayos very slowly, one at a time. Da'afilu kuleyoma, that even if he eats that one kezayis all day long, v'yavol gavdim midchil v'atzov yosem mikdei achilas pras, even though it took way longer than achilas pras, given the mashke achilas, since it's that single achila that's extending all day long, mechayev, he's going to be chayev, even though it took all day long. So that's a big chumra. V'amr le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, no, the ach yisha b'kedei achilas pras u d'chayev, yosem b'kedei achilas pras pater, only if he eats it within a kedei achilas pras, he's going to be chayev, but if it takes longer than a kedei achilas pras, he's going to be pater. O dilma l'kula ka'amar, or maybe Rav Meir was actually saying l'kula, d'hachi katar, the way people eat klayos is that they don't stop. They're very tiny, so he's having one at a time, but they don't stop. There's no hefsik zman. So that's when you're going to be chayev aval de ifsik beni beni. But if you pause in the middle, even a little bit, in the middle of that kezayis, avgav de mitchili v'atzof b'kdei achilas pras, even though from beginning to end you finish the kezayis within less than the amount of time of kdei achilas pras, pater, Rav Meir would say you're pater. Namle rabbanan, kivin de mitchili v'atzof. Then Rabban would say, I don't care if you eat a chatzi zayis, take a break and then eat another chatzi zayis, you're still going to be chayiv as long as all of it was done b'kedei achilas pras. So it would turn out that Rabbi Meir would say any break would mean that you're pater, and therefore a Meir is l'kula. Now we should realize that when you expand the zman of kedei achilas pras, in this context, expanding the Zman of Kedeich Chilus Pras is a Chumrah, because we're talking about being Chayiv for eating Macholos Asuros b'Kazayis. But when you talk about mitzvos, expanding the Zman of Kedeich Chilus Pras is a Gevaldika Kula. It's a tremendous Kula, because you're going to tell me I only have to eat a Kazayis Matzah within a Kedeich Chilus Pras, and you're going to extend my Kedeich Chilus Pras. There's big discussion in the poskim, how long exactly is Kedeich Chilus Pras? So we mentioned yesterday, Minchas Chinuch says there is no length of time, that it all depends on the food. It depends on what you're eating and that particular food. But the Mishnah Berurah assumes not that way, that there is a set time, and the Chasam Sofer and the Chazon Ish assume not that way, that there is a specific set amount of time. So the Chasam Sofer suggests, he has a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos, that Kedeich Chilus Pras is 9 minutes. Why? What does the Gemara in Shabbos say? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Dalid is it's a sugya about Zmanim, about how long Ben Hashmashos is. And Rabbi Nechemya Shita is that it's Kedei Sheyahalichad Mishitishka Achama Chatzi Meal. A meal takes 18 minutes, a Chatzi Meal takes 9 minutes. And the Gemara over there says, oh, you want to know how long a Chatzi Meal is? Be yored v'tovel, and then come out of the mikvah, and you'll see that will be a chatzi meal. Now, our Gemara is going to say, going to give a case where a person eats a chatzi zayis, we'll see it soon in the Gemara, goes into the mikvah, comes out, and eats another chatzi zayis, all within the Kedeich Chilus Pras. So says Chasam Sofer, ooh, if a chatzi meal is 9 minutes, and the 9 minutes is the amount of time it takes just for tevila, and our Gemara says that you could do a tevila and an achila of a chizayis, all within Kedeich Chilus Pras, so Kedeich Chilus Pras has to be at least 9 minutes. So the Chazon Ish says, no, that's crazy. It can't be that it would have to be 18 minutes or more than 9 minutes, because you also need the amount of time that you would eat, that it would take to eat the kazayis. And that can't be. It can't be that it's such a long period of time. He says, kibud nafak mipume, we should be machmir kedvarav. We should be machmir there for the 9 minutes, but not to be makel. We should try to eat it in a, eat mitzvos in a shorter amount of time. Anyway, so Tashmas, it says, let's try to figure out, is Rav Meir saying a chumra, or is Rav Meir saying a kula? The chumra match yisha b'kedeich chilus pras mitchil levatsof. The chum say ad sheyisha. So iam bishlam Rav Meir l'chumra. If Rav Meir is being machmir, and he's going to be mechayiv you even if you eat all day long, hainu d'ktani ad sheyisha. That's why it says ad sheyisha. That no, you're only going to be chayiv if the entire amount of time that it took to eat it is a kedeich chilus pras. Eliam from Meir lekula, but from Meir is really being more mekel, and the chachamim are being more machmir by expanding this man. The chamorim im shaha mi bayle. The cham should say im shaha. You're still going to be chayiv. Meaning the whereas Rav Meir said that if you that there can't be any wait. The cham say even if there's a delay along the way, as long as it's done with kedeich chilus pras, you're going to be chayiv. Elav shmamina, Rav Meir luchumra shmamina. So it must be that Rav Meir is telling me a chumra. We are passing Rav Meir anyway, but it must be that Rav Meir is telling me a chumra, and the chum are mekel, that even if there are pauses along the way, as long as in its entirety the achilas is done within a kedeich chilus pras, you're going to be chayiv. Amrav Noyer Meshmuel, bechalavim ubenevela. If a person eats chalev, or a person eats nevela, ad sheyishem mitchilav atzof bechdeich chilus pras, a person has to eat it within a kedeich chilus pras in order to be chayiv. Ochlim tameim, if a person eats tamei food, where the halacha is that if a person eats a chatzi pras, not a kazayis, but a chatzi pras of tamei food, he's pasul from eating truma. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos and Daf Yudalit explains that that's a takana midrabanan, because they're choshesh that he might come to eat truma tahora, and when he still has tamei food in his mouth, tamei mashkin in his mouth, it's going to be metame the truma tahora, or if he's going to drink mashka of truma and he's going to eat machalim tameim, it's going to be metame the mashkim. So they made a gezeira that someone who's ochel shos the dvarim tameim is not allowed to eat truma lest he eat them at the same time as each other. But that's the din midrabban, that if you eat a chatzi pras, which is shtei beitzim of tamei food, you're not allowed to eat truma. Shkatzim uramasim, or if a person eats shkatzim uramasim, which are also presumed to be mitame, the person, Shittim Gvetza says, we have to take that girsa out because they actually do not possible a person from eating truma. It's asur each shkatzim uramasim, but they wouldn't possible a person from eating truma. Umashkin, or a person is drinking tamei drinks. So all of these things would possible a person from eating truma. Afilu kol yom kulo b'chdeich chilus pras. Even if it takes all day long to eat it, as long as you get it done with a kedeich chilus pras. So what? My comrade, which is it? All day long or kedeich chilus pras? Those are very, very different shiurim. Purim, right? Even if you take the Chasam Sofer's 9 minutes, you know, that's a lot shorter than all day long. So Amar Rav Papa Hachi Kamar, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo V'hu She'achal Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Even if it takes you all day long to eat the two kebetzim, but as long as every kezayis was done b'chdei achilas pras, so you have a kezayis, then you take a, you have a kezayis in a minute, you eat a kezayis quickly, then you take a break for an hour and you eat another kezayis, and it could add up to shtei kebetzim over the course of an entire day, but each kezayis was done b'chdei achilas pras. So Gemara asks on Shmuel, this was the chiddush of Shmuel, that all of the ochlim tameim that a person eats, the chatzi pras of Ochlim Tameim has to be done each kezayis within the kedei achilas pras, but the chatzi pras could take all day long. So Gemara is going to challenge Shmuel twice. First of all, Meisvei, we ask from the following Mishnah. Kala Ochlim Mitztarf and Livsal Agviyah. All Tamei foods are mitzdarif to passel a person from eating truma, but kachatzi pras, as long as he eats a volume of a chatzi pras of Tamei foods. So, my lav dachli chatzi pras, bikde achilas pras, doesn't it mean that he eats it within a kedei achilas pras, meaning the entire chatzi pras he does not have all day to eat, he's got to eat it all within a kedei achilas pras against Shmuel? Lo, the achal kezayis, kezayis bikde achilas pras. What it means to say is that each kezayis of the chatzi pras has to be within a kedei achilas pras, but the chatzi pras can be eaten all day long. So Meis Faith says, Gemara, I'll give you another challenge. Kola ochlim mitzdar from lifsalos agvia bekachatzi pras. All food is mitzdarif to all tamei food is mitzdarif to pasul person from eating truma if he eats a chatzi pras of it. B'kedei achilas pras, and he eats it within the shear of kedei achilas pras. And then the brisa elaborates, and it couldn't be more explicit. Ketzad. Achal, the chazar v'yachal, the person eats and then eats again. Im yesh mitchilas achila rishona v'yatzof achila achrona kedei achilas pras mitzdarfin. We could stop right there. The Braisa told us everything we need. That you see from the beginning of the first achila till the end of the last achila, the entirety of the chatzi pras has to be eaten within a kedei achilas pras. Yoser mikan, if it takes longer than a kedei achilas pras to eat the chatzi pras, ein mitzdarfin, then it's not mitzdarif. But once we quote this part of the Braisa, we'll quote the rest of the Braisa. And once we quote the rest of the Braisa, we'll spend some time explaining the rest of the Braisa. So that's how the rest of the Gemara is going to play out. But there we already have it. That's going to be the Kasha on Shmuel, that it says very clearly in the Braisa that from the beginning of the eating of the Chatzi Pras till the end of the eating of the Chatzi Pras, you only have a shear of a Kedei Achilas Pras. But the Braisa continues, Lo tiru lo lochel pachos mikashir leirid velitbal, that a person who ate, lo ochel pachos mikashir, a person who ate less than a shear of tamei foods is not allowed to go to the mikvah. Yarad v'taval, if he went to the mikvah va'ala and he came out of the mikvah v'yishlimo, and then he finished up the shear of the chatzi pras, so a guy eats one kibetz of food, of tamei food, goes to the mikvah, comes out, eats another kibetz of tamei food, so it's mitzdarif. His tamei is not going to be allowed to eat truma, even though he went to the mikvah right in the middle. So this is the line that the Chasam Sofer brought his raya from. What? How did he do that all within a kedei achilas pras? Elamai, what do you see? That going to the mikvah is shorter than a kedei achilas pras. If you're able to eat a chatzi pras and go to the mikvah within a shear of a kedei achilas pras, so then it must be that going to the mikvah, which the Gemara in Shabbos assumes takes 9 minutes, which is a very strange assumption. 9 minutes to go to the mikvah? So that's why the Chazanish says, nah, he misread the Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody that is Barosh Har HaKarmel, and then you go to the mikvah. What does it mean, Barosh Har HaKarmel? So the Chazanish means when the sun is Barosh Har HaKarmel, and the guy just jumps into the mikvah. No, says the Chazanish, it means the guy is Barosh Har HaKarmel. He's got to go all the way down to go to the mikvah. That's what it's talking about. So the actual going to the mikvah takes a minute. It doesn't take very long at all. But he tiru lo le'ubra, another halacha, the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, Hitiru lo le'ubra, a pregnant woman, a mu'uberes, is permitted le'achol pachos mikshir, is allowed to eat less than a shear of tamei foods, and it's not going to passel her from truma, mipnei sakana. And the reason we allow that is because of sakana. Tosus assumes that the issue over here is achilas truma after eating something tamei, because someone who eats tamei foods is not allowed to eat truma, and that's the whole topic we're discussing about. So sometimes she doesn't have regular foods to eat after she's eaten her tamei food. She'll only have truma, and it will be dangerous for her not to eat. So the Braisa says, yeah, we allow her to eat tamei food, pachus mikashir, and then eat truma afterwards. And that's how the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTuma, Paraches, Halacha Yud Gimel, understands this as well, that we allow a pregnant woman to eat ochlin tamein bipachus mikashir, even though she's going to eat a lot afterwards, mipnei sakana, she's not going to require tevila. Rabbeinu Gershom, however, says that this is a totally different halacha, that we're talking about Yom Kippur, that a pregnant woman is allowed to eat pachus mikashir, mipnei sakana on Yom HaKippurim. Tos Yishanim raises the question that it sounds from this brisa that even b'chati shir, there's an iser, that, oh, it takes a special heter for a pregnant woman to eat a chati shir. However, and only because of sakana. However, in Yuma Dafayin Dalit, there's a machlokas. Is chati shir asur min haTorah or only asur min haRabbanan? Reish Lakish Shita is that chati shir is not asur min haTorah, it's only asur min haRabbanan. So therefore, even without a makom sakana, it should have been mutter. So the Tosfos Yeshanim answers that it's still asur midrabanan. You still need the sakana to be matter the asur midrabanan, even if you say chatishir is not asur min haTorah. So anyway, next halacha, the Brisa tells us, kol ha-mashkin mitstarf in lufsal ha-gaviyah es ha-gaviyah b'raviyas. All mashkin, different types of drinks, could combine to equal a sheer raviyas of mashkin tamayim that would passel a person from eating truma b'kdei achilas pras, in the amount of time that it would take to eat achilas pras. Meaning, if you drink many different liquids, but you drink them all within a kdei achilas pras, then it will passel a person from eating truma. Ketzad, shasa, v'chazav shasa. You drink a little, then you drink a little more. Im yesh mitchila shtir rishona v'atzov shtir achrona kdei achilas pras mitstarfin. Then all the drinks are mitstarfin if it's all done with a kdei achilas pras. Yoser mikan, if it takes longer than a kdei achilas pras, ain mitstarfin. Hitirla l'maga besa that a woman who had touched a mace and who had touched a tummy mace and is therefore a rishon l'tumah is permitted to nurse her child, and that child is going to be tahar. Katani Mihas, why do we quote this whole Brisa? It was all because of the very beginning of the Brisa. That im yesh mitchilas achil rishona vatsof achila b'kdei achilas pras mitstarif tiyufta d'Rav Noyi. So that's a tiyufta on what Rav Noyi said in the name of Shmuel, tiyufta. So in fact, it is a tiyufta. Because remember, this all started because Rav Noyi said in the name of Shmuel that the amount of time that you have to eat a chatzi pras of dvarim tamayim in order to be pasul to eat truma is all day long, as long as each kezayis is b'kdei achilas pras. No, you see explicitly in the Brisa, it's not all day long. The entire chatzi pras has to be eaten b'kdei achilas pras. But once we quoted the whole Brisa, we're going to go through each of the halachos that the Brisa had mentioned. So one of the things the Brisa said is, lo tiru lo lochel pachas mikshir lerid v'litbal, that someone who ate less than a shir of davar tameh is not allowed to go to the mikvah. So my kama, what do you mean not allowed to go to the mikvah? What do we care if the guy goes to the mikvah? Why would it be a problem? Some of you, the hachika amar, achal pachas mikshir lo itiru le litvol shem yard v'tavol v'alav yishlimo mitstarev v'asil memra hani li tvila kamaisa ven yodea she'en tvila ele ba'achrona. No, the concern is that if the guy goes to the mikvah, he's going to think he accomplished something, and he's going to think that even if after the mikvah he's mashlin the shir, that he gets to start from scratch after he goes to the mikvah, because after all, he had already been mitired himself, and that's going to cause him to make a terrible mistake. So we don't allow him to go to the mikvah, lest he make that mistake to think that that will give him a clean slate to start a brand new cheshbon. The Aruch Lener points out that it turns out that someone who eats chatzi shir is more chumra than someone who eats a shir shalem. That if you eat a shir shalem, you have takana b'tevila. You can go to the mikvah. You eat a chatzi shir, you're unable to go to the mikvah. So he says, so the Aruch Lener says, no, he's only not allowed to go to the mikvah within the zman of kedei achilas pras. Once the zman of kedei achilas pras has passed anyway, so then it's not going to be mitzarif anyway, then there's no concern, then he can go to the mikvah. So he waits 10 minutes and then he can go to the mikvah. Not the end of the world. But that's the reason that someone who eats a chatzi shir should not go to the mikvah. Katani, then the Brisa said, that a pregnant woman is allowed to eat less than the shir because of sakana. Well, if it's really dangerous, let her eat as much as she needs. What do you mean, less than a shir? Amra papa hachi katani, hitiru la l'ubra pachs mikshir, afilu tuva, even many times, mipnei asakana. She can eat pachs mikshir no matter how many times, and there's a mitzvah to do that many, many times, rather than eating a shir echad bebas achas, meaning the best way to go about dealing with sakana is eating pachos mikashir at a time instead of eating kashir shalem all at once. And this is common practice, right? If a person is cholosh yesh basakana and they need to eat on Yom HaKippurim, so we start with saying, well, let's see, will shiurim do? Will pachos mikashir do? We call it shiurim. It really means pachos mikashirim, right? Will it do? Will eating less than a shir at a time, will that solve the problem of the sakana? If yes, then good. Then we don't just jump right away to eating a full shir, unless you're Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had a significant kula when it came to a chola eating on Yom HaKippurim. Reb Chaim, they say Reb Chaim didn't like kula so much. He said, no, it's not a kula, it's a chumra in Pikuach Nefesh. They have to be very, very careful about Pikuach Nefesh. So Reb Chaim's chumra was that if a person is already a chola shiyesh b'sakana, you eat a shir shalim no matter what. The pachos mikashir is only if you're not yet sick, but not eating will get you sick. That's when we say, where it's not yet dangerous, but to avoid getting to that point, that's when we do pachos mikashir. Reb Chaim has a raya from a Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch definitely seems to make some sort of distinction between eating for someone who's bisakana and someone who's not bisakana. And Menachas Chinuch says, I don't understand what he's talking about. It's Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat if you're not bisakana. So even no matter what the shir is, what in the world is he talking about? So says Reb Chaim, I understand the Sefer HaChinuch very well, that eating bisakana, I think the Brisker Rav points this out in the name of his father. The Brisker Rav points that if you're bisakana versus not being bisakana is both talking about situations of sakana. Bisakana means right now you're already bisakana, so now you can eat way more than the shir. Not being bisakana means you're not yet bisakana, but if you don't eat, you'll get there. So that's when we say that a person can eat pachos mikashir. Eating on Yom Kippur is a very serious thing. A person has to even really, really not feel well, as long as it's going to be a situation that it's not dangerous for him, has to really, really not feel well in order to be able to fast on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so says the Gemara. Katani, another thing the Brice had said, and this we'll spend a little bit of time on in the Gemara, Hitiru lemaga tame meis, lehenek espana ubana tahar, that a woman who had touched the tame meis is allowed to nurse her child, and the child is still going to be tahar. Am I tahar? Why is the child tahar? Even though the mother is not metame the child, kiven diyana chalav itmi lemichalav, granted the mother can't be metame a child, because a human being can only become tame from an av hatuma, but the child is drinking the milk from the mother, and that chalav is tameh because it's a mashke, and it becomes tameh from the person. So let the child become tameh from the chalav, like someone who eats a chatzi pras of ochel tameh is nifsal gufo. So this child should be nifsal gufo. That din midrabanan, that someone who eats tameh food becomes possible to eat truma. So the baby who's nursing should at least be that. Maybe you can say, no, the food isn't tame because the milk was not hukshar lekabel tuma. Normally, a mashke doesn't have to be hukshar lekabel tuma. The mashke is machshir itself. It doesn't need to be hukshar lekabel tuma, but a mother's milk is not considered a mashke. It's considered an ochel because that's the entire nourishment of a child. So it has a din of a machel, so it's not going to be mekabel tuma unless it's first Huchshar lekabel tuma. Niskasher, so answers the Gemara, no, it is tame, because niskasher betipa meluchleches al pi adad, that there is a little bit of milk that remains on the mother's body, and all of the milk that passes into the baby's mouth goes through that little bit of milk that's on the mother. And that's what's makshir it to be mekabel tuma. And that's what would l'chora pasul the tinok. So why is it that the Braisa says that the tinok is not pasul? What you do see is that little tipa is touching the milk that goes into the baby's mouth, and the chalav is mekabel the tuma, and it's therefore metame the tinok. So Tosos raises the question that in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, when it comes to being machshir mashkin shaba anavim mekabel tuma, that after you squeeze out the grapes, they're not mekabel tuma because batzer le shiure. And Tosov there explains that machalim are not machshir lekabel tuma unless they have a shir kebetza. That the only way a food is going to be mekabel tuma is if you have a shir kebetza of food. So says Tosos, I don't understand what in the world is going on over here. How can we say that the milk in the baby's mouth becomes machshir lekabel tuma if the rule is something can only become machshir lekabel tuma if you have a shir kebetza? How big is this baby's mouth? Right, a baby can't possibly hold a shir kibetza in his mouth at one time. So Tos says, midaraisa, you need a shir kibetza. Midrabanan, even machal kol shuhu, will become tame. So that's what we're assuming. All of this discussion is only on a dirabanan level. So anyway, the Gemara tries to answer, why is it that the baby is not tame? So Amrav Nachum, Amrav Baravua, that the Brice is so much, shiyonak betkifa achas, lo iniach tipa meluchachas, al piyadad, that the baby nursed very, very quickly, and there was no milk left on the mother that was makshir, the milk in the baby's mouth, to be makabal tuma. Amar Rava shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava says that there's two reasons why that can't be true. You ever see a baby when he's nursing? He's got milk all around his mouth. There's no way it's just all coming straight out of the mother into the baby without any milk remaining around the mother. His whole mouth is full of milk. And even further, you don't even need it to be hukshal kabel tuma. It's a mayon, just like her roke, her saliva of a tame person, and the other mayonos of a person's body is mitame, and the way Rashi says it is like one of their evarim and are therefore mitame. So the din of the chalav, forget about being a machal that needs hukshal kabel tuma. It's a mayon of the mother. It's like one of the evarim of the mother that could be makshir, that could be. That's tame anyway. The katani, because the Mishnah says Mesachs Machshirin Chalev Isha Mitame Bein L'Ratzon Bein Shalol L'Ratzon. It's mitame whether the baby wants it or not. Behema in a mitame el L'Ratzon. Animal milk is only mitame if the person who's milking the animal wants it. So my love Shalol L'Ratzon Delo Nichalei. Doesn't Shalol L'Ratzon mean that the baby doesn't want to nurse now? And if the Chalev required Hechsher, one of the rules of Hechsher is you need it to be something that's l'ratzon. You need to have wanted that liquid to be there. V'katani mitame, and even without ratzon, it's mitame. So it must be that this doesn't require hechsher in the first place. Now it is interesting the way Rashi sets this up. The way Rashi formulates it is that because it's a mayan of the mother, so a mayan of the mother would have a status of an aver, and that's why it's mitame. Tosos is very bothered by that formulation. Tosos says the Brice is talking about a woman who touched the tummy mace. Tummy mace. Someone who's a tummy mace, the mayanos of a tummy mace are not metame. It's not like a nida zavi yoledes where the mayanos are metame. Furthermore, Tos says the lashon ke'echad me'evereha sounds like that her limbs themselves is pashut that there's tuma. A nida herself is not even metame le'evereha. The limbs are not tame. Furthermore, that which roka and meragla or metame is learned from a pasuk is not a svara. So how can you just apply that to chalav? So Tos says this whole understanding of Rashi is incorrect. What he really means to say is that the makom of the chalav is a mayan and it's metame just like the roke, which is the pashut reading of the Gemara. I'm not sure why Rashi has to connect it to an aver. Well, it's like the saliva of such a person, which has a taras mashka, which does not require hechsher lekabel tuma. So just like her saliva does not require hechsher, so her milk does not require hechsher either. So anyway, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says the milk is tameh, but the baby is not going to be tameh. And here's why. This is why the baby is going to be tahar, and only a shtir of a revius or an achila of a chatzi pras within kedei achilas pras is mitameh. The suffik yonek kashir suffik lo yonek. We don't know how much the baby drank. Maybe the baby drank less than a kedei achilas pras, less than a shir of a chatzi pras. Vimtim lomer yonek. And even if the baby drank a chatzi pras, suffik yonek ba achilas pras, suffik yonek ba yosu mekedei achilas pras. How fast can the baby eat? You know, got to stop every 2 minutes to burp the baby or whatever. So the baby didn't. It's a big suffik whether he managed to get down a chatzi pras in the amount of time that it takes to eat. An achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a full pras. So because it's a svek sveka, that's why we're makil on this din midrabanan. Now normally when it comes to tuma, safik tuma, I feel the svek sveka and svek sveka, doesn't matter how many all the svekas shatamarba, a safik tuma b'rishus yachad is tame. But pashtus is this whole thing is a din midrabanan, and therefore we're willing to be makil when there are multiple svekas, whether he entered that situation of contracting that tuma. Midrabanan. Ula Rava, Makum Chalav Mayan Hu. So ask the Gemara, wait, according to Rava, is the Makum Chalav a Mayan? Velotzar Hechsher does not require Hechsher? But Tanan, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Kelim. Ha'isha shenatav chalav midadeha v'nafal la'avir tanur, la'avir tanur. If some milk came out of a woman and went into a woman who's a nida, and some of her milk came out and went into the airspace of an oven, and an oven is a kli cheres, tanur tamei. All the other food in that oven becomes tamei, meaning the milk is mitamei, the inside of the oven, like a klicheres, is mitamei mitocho, me'aviro. V'kashala and b'mayis kasher. So he said, well, wait a second, how did that milk ever become hochshel lekabel tuma, that it could have a din of food that's mitamei other things? From Rabbi Yochanan explained, b'tipa mulcheches al piyadat. It's by that drop of milk that remains on her body. So you see, against Rava, who said, Rava said, you don't need that drop of milk, you don't need a hechsher, it's automatically tamei. So you see from this mission that it does require hechsher. V'chi teiman, if you're going to tell me, Rava lo sava like Rabbi Yochanan, Rava doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of that Mishnah that it required hechsher. V'atanya, but we have a brisa, nimtzei sato omer, tisha mashkin bezov. We have a brisa that very explicitly puts milk in a different category than the mayanos of a person. Because the brisa tells us that there are 9 liquids that can come out of a tamei person's body, and they each have different halachos. Not all 9, there are 3 categories that these 9 fit into. Hazeya, v'lecha srucha, if you have leya and zeya, which is sweat, and lecha srucha like pus, virei and excrement, that's tahor miklum. That is absolutely tahor. That's not considered to be something that's tameh. Zeya means sweat. Zia means trembling. Now, a lot of times people read the Gemara in Shabbos about Kabbalah Satara was be'im b'yir b'retes b'zeya. That's not b'zeya. That's b'zia. That's not, we weren't sweating. That's, we were shaking. We were trembling. Okay, so that's a dimas over here. It's takazeya, right? This is sweat. Dimas eino, the tears of a tameh person. V'damagifaso, the dam of a person from an injury, v'chalavisha, or milk from a woman, mitamet tumas mashkin, as the din of tumas mashkin, berevius, where the shear is berevius. Roko, zovo, me'meraglov, mitamet tumachamura, but the rok, the zov, and the me'raglayim of a zov, that's tumachamura bekolshu, and that's going to be mitamet even bekolshu. So what do you see? That vi amrit makom chalav mayan, and if you're going to say that chalav is just another mayan, chalav nam mitamet tumachamura, that chalav should be in the category of zov and rok. So you see that the chalav of a woman is not considered to be a mayan. So then the previous price is going to be a problem. So because the price has said that the chalav of the ish is metame, whether it's baratzon or shalom baratzon. But if you say that it requires hechsher, shouldn't it only be metame baratzon? Like all hechsher has to be only baratzon. Mi savrit shalol l'ratzon da amar d'lo nichalei. Why, you think shalol l'ratzon means that the baby doesn't want to eat the chalav? Lo, my shalol l'ratzon da amar. What does it mean when it says shalol l'ratzon is metame? D'dayte d'tinek, d'tino kreve l'gabe chalav. That the tino generally wants milk, and therefore even b'stam we consider it as if it's hukshel l'kabel tuma, because we assume a stam ratzon of the tino. But if the baby says no thanks, then tahar, then it's going to be tahar. So the baby saying no thank you. So there are 2 ways we should understand it. Some say it's not really about the baby, that it's about the Shidun Betza says it doesn't mean the das of the tinok, it means the das of the mother who's giving the milk, if she's not really interested in expressing this milk, but somehow it happens. Whereas others say no, it means that the tinok makes it very clear what his ratzon is. Even without speaking, he doesn't have to be Omar lo nichalei. Or it could be, you know, the Gemara talks about Maseches Ksuvos, how long children would nurse for, and how long children are allowed to nurse for. And the Gemara says, look, if you're nursing the kid till he's 6 years old, that's too long. But the standard was 2 years old. So a 2-year-old could say no. They could say I'm not interested. So that would be right. They tell these stories of Gedolei Yisrael when they were babies making brachas before nursing from the mother. Okay, that's unusual. Achal ochlin tamein. So we had said in the Mishnah that a person who eats ochlin tamein drinks a revius yayin and then he enters into the mikdash and shah kedei achilas pras, he's going to be chayiv. So Rashi in the Mishnah says Nichnas Hamikdash is talking about both cases, about Shosu Revius Yayin, where there's Nisr of Knesset Hamikdash, and eating Ochlim Temeyin, going into the base of Hamikdash. Tosi Shanim, however, says that no. I'm sorry. Rashi says that Nichnas Hamikdash is only about Shosu Revius Yayin. That's where you're not allowed to go into the Mikdash. But Ochel Ochlim Temeyin, Shosu Mashkim Temeyin, even if you touch the mace, it's not. You don't become an avatuma, and the ochlim are not mechayiv mishum bias mikdash. So it's a psula gufti truma, but there's no chiyuv of bias mikdash. Tosi Shanim says there are certain types of ochlim. You eat ochlim avelus of tahar. Shosa dam sheret. Then utaka biyasur with bias mikdash. Okay, whatever it is, the shear is kedei achilas pras. Lamali shehia. Why do you need to wait in the mikdash? The ketani v'shaha, that it says that you wait in the mikdash, the amount of time that it takes to eat an achilas pras. Mehechitesi, why do you need to wait that long in order to be in violation, in order to be chayiv? Some review the hachi ketani. No, we're misunderstanding it. Here's how it's supposed to read. Achal ochlin t'meim v'shasa mashkim t'meim v'shasa reviyiz yayin v'shaha ba'achilasun v'shtiyasun kedei achilas pras v'nichilas mikdash chayiv. We're not talking about how long you're hanging out of the mikdash. We're talking about how long it took to eat the tamei food. That has to take a kedei achilas pras in order to be chayiv for subsequently going into the mikdash. Rabbi Lazar says that if you pause while you're drinking the wine, or you add some water to the wine, then you're pater. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. The pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen is instructed yayin v'shecher al teisht. So yachal afilu kol shuaim. I think even a tiny drop of wine afilu migito, and that even yayin migito like grape juice is a problem. Tamalomer v'shecher ein aser ella kedei l'shaker. It's only aser if it can actually make a person shiker. V'kama kedei l'shaker revius yayin ben arba'im yom. It has to be revius of wine that's fermented for 40 days. Imkein matamalomer yayin. Why then does it say yayin? Lomer lecha, just say that something that's meshaker. Lomer lecha shemusharin alav b'kol shuhu, that there's an asara slos asay even with a kol shuhu umusharin alav migito, and there's a slos asay even if you're drinking grape juice. Rabbi Yehuda amar yayin ein li eli yayin. Rabbi Yehuda says differently. I would only know yayin. Shar meshakru minayin. How do I know you can't drink other intoxicating beverages? Tamalomer v'shechar imkein matamalomer yayin al yayin b'misav al shar mashkin b'asara. If you drink wine and go into the basement, Misa. Other things that an intoxicated person is only basara. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yayin al teisht v'shechar. You read it as Yayin al teisht and Shechar al teisht. Al teishtehu kiderech shichruso. Don't drink wine in a way that's meshaker you. Hayim hifsik bo. Oh, nasan tofamayim kol shu. Pater. So if you pause in the drinking, or you dilute it with some water, then you're going to be potter. So be my pliki. What exactly is this machlokus in Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar all about? So Tanakama saver gamrin and shechar shechar mi nazir. Tanakama learns shechar shechar from nazir. It says yain v'shechar al teisht, and by nazir it says yain mi yain v'shechar yazir. So just like the shechar of a nazir means dafke yain, he's not aser b'shar m'shakrim. So to over here, Rabbi Yehuda lo yalav shechar shechar mi nazir. He doesn't think this is a connection to nazir, and that's why he holds shar m'shakrim a problem as well. For a blood of my sheikhar, midi duhu meshaker. That sheikhar means that which intoxicates you. So, mele, if you drink it in a way that it won't intoxicate you, then it's not going to be a problem. Kemanos lahadatanyo, who does the following price of follow? Achal dvele ki'ilis. A person eats a pressed figs. Vishasa dvash acholav, or drinks honey or milk. Vinichas amikdash vishimesh, and he goes into the base of mikdash and does an avoda, loka, he gets malkus. So, keman, krabiuda, that calls a krabiuda, who holds that even shar meshak. You're going to be chayiv for. Amar Rabbi Baruch Sai halacha Rabbi Lazar v'kari Rav aleid Rabbi Lazar tuvina dechakimi. The halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, and Rav used to say about Rabbi Lazar that he is the greatest of the chachamim, and the halacha follows him. The Aruch Lener explains that if you say that you're not allowed to paskan halacha after you drink wine, it turns out that the chachamim are not able to drink wine ever because they might have a shaila that comes up. You know, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin says that a kohen who knows when his mishmar and base av is going to be is not allowed to drink wine during that time period because shami yibana amigdosh, and he's going to have to do the avoda. So kal v'chomer, someone might, a rabbi might have to paskan halacha, and even even if a kosher bracha of birchas hamazon, kiddush, something like that, he's not going to be able to pass them. But according to Rabbi Elazar, there's an eitzah. Just don't drink a revius all in one shot. Just pause a little or add a little bit of water. Ooh, tuvina de chachima. Now the chacham are very happy with him because they can now drink wine again. Rav Achadu Hutzal have a nidra alod bitu. His wife had a neder that he couldn't get an oath from his wife. So also came to Ravashi. He came to Ravashi to be matted the neder. Amalei zili in the besal the macher. Sorry, you have to come back tomorrow. You can't do it right now. The Rav lomukei amori alim yom tov lechavrei, because Rav used to not say his shir in darshin from the time he had his Yantav Suda until the next day. Mishum Shechrus, because at the Yantav Suda he'd have wine, and he didn't think it was right to darshan in that state. So Amar Lei, V'Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Elazar, aye, but don't we pass like Rabbi Elazar that if you drink less than a revius, or you mix a little water in it, you're potter, from Bias Mikdash, so too you can paskin. So Mar Hu Dekal Rami Be Maya, and I saw that you added water to it. So Amar Lei, Holo Kasha, Hab Revius, Hab Yos Mikdei Revius. If you have just a revius, then if you add water, it's good enough. But if you have more than a revius, then adding water is not good enough. Okay, so we fell a little short of the Mishnah, but Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with this discussion of paskining after drinking wine.